This week's episode has no paid subscriber, so go to thedadpodcast.com and become a paid subscriber. Do it if you love your children. It's Father's Day. You know you want to. Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode number 97. With me is the one, the only, Paco Lancini.
Hola.
Hola. We have exciting news that I'm excited about. I know Paco's excited about. I think a lot of listeners are going to be excited about. We're going to make Paco the official co-host of the Dad Podcast.
Showing.
Yeah. I should have had some like cheers, applause or something. Yeah. That we can put in like, yay, we love this
news. That kids cheering thing you hear.
Yeah. That's yeah. Well, insane. I don't have that. Like we have a radio show out here, Kevin and Bean, that they have the yay. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. That one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have that. I think I have like a studio audience applauding.
Gotcha.
Is all I have.
Like whatever was free.
Well, let's get down to action. Or is there anything? Do you have an official statement?
No, it was beautiful when you got down on your knee and you said I'd make you the happiest podcaster on earth.
That's right. I did do that.
It was quite touching.
As you should be touched.
Yes.
And then we did a lot of touching afterwards. Yeah. It's exciting. It's exciting news.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah. And now I'm distracted by, and also exciting, maybe,
yes.
Is that I figured out a way that we could take live phone calls all the time. So I'm excited about that new venture. There's a sponsor that is coming on board. There it is.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right. I have sound effects. They're very brief, but they are there. I have 3 seconds of happiness.
And they're very late.
Yeah. Enough.
Right. And 3 seconds of happiness is about all of us, all you ever really need.
That's all a man ever really needs. So here's what's going on that happened to me recently. First of all, I think it needs to be said, happy Father's Day.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Now, you and I are recording this prematurely.
Right.
That's a poor choice of phrase.
Right. No, that's how I do most things.
So do you know what is planned for your Father's Day?
Well, I know we just canceled having a meal.
You're not gonna. You're fasting for Father's Day?
No, but that's a whole other thing. But I'll get into it. But no, so it's not. We're not gonna go out and eat anything.
Okay.
So that really cuts it down. I think we might go see a movie, but that's what we do every weekend anyway. So that's pretty sad.
Now, are you of the mindset? I talked about this a little bit. I'm headlining at Flappers this weekend. So by the time you hear this, it'll be my final show coming up. But that I talked about last night that they're here celebrating. And I said, it's ironic that most people, the way they want to celebrate Father's or Mother's Day is to not be the thing that they are celebrated for on that day. That we as human beings have decided that that should be our relief.
That's the day off.
Ironically, we should not be a father on that day or a mother even.
Right.
I kicked out the idea with the Naptime Radio Ladies a few eps back. That's short for episodes.
In the business.
In the business. I don't have time for full words.
I'll pick up on these things.
Thank you. Now that you're in the fold, you'll know.
Right.
It's an osmosis thing.
Okay.
I'm sure I'm using that incorrectly too.
Right.
Anyway. I look forward to Adam correcting me on all of my grammar. And misuses of common phrases and tenses, purposes.
Now I've completely lost the train of thought. Where were you?
I was talking with the Naptime Radio ladies, and I said, here's what should happen. That the Sunday, because Mother's Day and Father's Day always fall on a Sunday, right? The Sunday should be the day that you have to eat the horrible breakfast in bed. You have to smile at the crappy tie. Although I think as a dad, I like the crappy tie and socks, especially when they're little.
I've seen how you dress. So.
How dare you?
It's an upgrade.
I never wear the tie. But I think if your teenager's got you socks, you might be angry. But we'll get into that. But here's the thing. I think that then what should be happened is that Obama should have a press conference and declare the day after Mother's Day and Father's Day, much like a bank holiday, like a Martin Luther King Day. That everything is shut down, minus schools. Schools must operate. I don't know what's going to happen for a teacher. Here's what I'm going to say. We're working this on the fly.
Yeah.
But if you're a teacher with children, it's like being a soldier. That's what you signed up for, yeah. Jackass. Get your ass to work. Go protect the freedom of education.
Right. Well, also, their own children going to school gets them off the hook.
If you got a sick day, use it. That's called a paid time off, PTO. Right. I don't know if that's the right phrase either.
No, it doesn't. It's not a problem.
But if you've used all your sick days and you can't celebrate Mother's Day because you're a teacher, fuck you. You get 3 months off in the summer.
Because you want them then to be able to enjoy.
Yeah, because otherwise, if every teacher that's ever had a kid is now out, then the school's shut down.
I got
Or you know what? I got a better idea.
Yeah.
We put a padlock on the—I mean, let's face it. Elementary schools in this post-9/11 world are basically— They're sugar-coated prisons.
Right.
Not that they were that much different when you and I were in school.
Right.
But they're sugar-coated prisons. So you put a padlock on the door, and maybe you do like a purge. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie.
Right.
Going a little dark here. But
that's all right.
You let natural selection ensue.
Right.
Right?
Padlocking the children inside.
Inside. They're going to be fine.
I got you.
They're going to be fine. Right. Right. So that's what I think. So the day after is your day to do what you really want to do.
I see. Right.
And it's like it's a secret thing. Much like when you become president, you find out about the aliens in Roswell.
Right.
All
right.
of these things. You fight when you become a mother. You know, they give you this child's social security card. And then they say, by the way, mm-hmm. the day after Mother's Day, that's when your mother was really having fun. That kind of thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So, I thought you were going to say sterilize the teachers. That way they couldn't have children and they could always then serve
you know what?
Their evil purpose.
This is why you are the perfect co-host. You know me better than I know myself. That is a much better idea.
Go. Right.
Not something you would ever say, right. but it is totally something I would say. I would say, listen, you want 3 months off in the summer and a six-hour workday? Even though I know you don't work 6 hours. Fuck you. You're sterile.
There
you're
you
welcome.
Go.
You deal with children all day. You don't need your own. If you don't like it, quit
exactly.
your job.
By the way, osmosis was used perfectly.
Yes, I nailed it. Absorption through water. I took biology. I kind of like the idea of being a dad on Father's Day. I don't know if I would have said this 2 years ago, though. I'll be honest.
Okay.
I think I would have said I need
some. What form is it taking for you? Meaning that you answer questions about sex or what?
I don't know where you're going.
Well,
I like
I'm
it.
Saying you say I like being a father on Father's Day, meaning you want to fix something around the house. How is being a father taking its form on that day?
How is it different than the day before?
Other day. Right. I mean, because you could just lay in bed and do nothing, you'd still be the father.
I see. What you've done is you've exposed the soft underbelly of my parenting. I only interact with my children on Father's Day. I have taken that day to be literal.
Right.
And anytime I want a waffle, it's not Father's Day. Figure it out. That's how I handle every other day. I will see you June 15th. Stop looking at me. Ask the dog.
I think you have a much better approach than I do. My approach is exhausting.
Yeah, right? I saw it just now.
Yeah, no. He comes out. He's standing. He says, I want a waffler. That's essentially an Eggo product. I'm like, he's the same distance from the refrigerator that I am. I'm doing something. I'm like, I said, that falls in the category of do it yourself. That's a DIY for you.
This is the other reason why you are the best co-host to have on the show, because while you and I can have great times interacting, you and I think could not be further apart as fathers. You love your children so much more. And I go over there and I literally have to bite my tongue. I even said something, but I because it amuses me to the fact right. that they just like I just tell we were putting blinds in at your house.
Yes.
Tell me if I'm being too honest.
No.
So we're putting blinds in your house and the kindness that is Paco Lanzini with his children, they have like it's not like it's just it's mind blowing for me because it makes me at the same time, while I love my father, it makes me want to kick him in the nuts. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he looks at his kids and goes, well, here's your option for blinds. Are you going to be okay with this? And then his older one's like, yeah. So we put blinds in the older one. And so the other one had friends over. You're like, wait, come in here. Do you like this? Will this be okay for your room? And I'm just looking at this going, what is going on? Like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Because my children will be, no more college fun. It's all therapy fun for them.
Right, right.
That's where it's all going. Every birthday, $20 check they get from grandmoms. It's all going to the therapist.
Away.
We're going to prepay it.
Right.
And it's all going to, they're going to graduate high school.
No, they'll get a card like minutes, like you have with a phone.
Yeah, it'll be prepaid.
Prepaid.
It'll
minutes,
be prepaid.
Therapy.
Like meals at dorms. He's going to be just going to swipe it every time. It's going to be him and the therapist and a basket of French fries. And because if I, my father would never ask me, never in a million years. Here, let me tell, just to give you a little bit of spectrum here, like a, yes. a scope, if you would.
Right.
My children fight over who gets in on whose side of the minivan, right?
Right. Right.
And the people at my preschool have heard me say to the same children, go, he, Jay, Jack will be going, he's getting in on my side. I go, do you pay for this car? Do you, you don't make any of the payments, right? And Jack just looks at me like I'm a crazy person, right, probably because I am.
Right.
And I go, as far as I understand, I pay. So that means all sides of the car are mine.
Right.
I say who goes when and who goes where. So zip it.
Right. I've said that sort of thing before, but without tying it to the finances. So
I always bring it back to finances.
Right. Well,
I tell my kids all the time, I go, you know when you get to make the rules? When you pay for things.
Right.
That's
right.
And people have listened to the show for a long time back with Bill is that He goes, did you pay for, what is it? Do you make money? That was his thing.
Oh,
do you
right.
make money? That's what he would tell us.
I think I avoid the whole subject because my wife pays for everything.
That's very funny.
So
it's true.
So,
and I guess mine does
it's
too.
It's a dangerous area to get
yeah,
into.
Yeah, it is. It, my wife just got a promotion.
Also, my kids are going to call me on it.
They'll oh. Go,
you know.
They're
go,
where?
Wait
they'll
a minute.
Where? They're where?
They got to be figuring it out at some point. We don't parade it up and down, but. They've heard Doreen complain about it enough, so they may have.
I feel like this is why it's going to be magical. You being in my life is going to make
yeah.
this show 10,000 times better.
Oh, well, you're very smart.
All right. And then what I'm going to do to pay it forward for you is
right.
I'm going to pop over to your house occasionally
right.
and be like a scared straight version for your kids.
Okay, that's
I'm going to give them a little bit of perspective.
Like you did today.
Yes, like
yeah.
the, what kind of father they could be, they
right.
could have.
Right.
Like that. I'll just kind of go, I'll just sit there and shake my head at every
right.
nice thing you do. Like. And just when you leave the room, I'll get close to their face. I know what you're doing, and I don't like it.
Now, in all fairness to the blind situation,
yes,
I just want to feel it's important to explain, not just to you, but to everyone now, that that Luna
yeah.
had wanted all, you know, what do you call those?
blinds.
Blinds, yes.
Yeah.
And that Chad had said he wanted a blackout shade
because yes.
he wants it to be dark in his room. So... but
by the way, if you're picturing Chad with thick eyeliner and some kind of weird half mohawk and white clown makeup, you are correct.
Yes, you are. he got that haircut, which
I like his haircut.
Haircut is fantastic.
Yeah.
But
it's not the goth haircut I'm describing.
No, not
okay,
not quite.
Good.
Not quite. But
I would have cried.
No,
I'll
no,
be honest, if I hit
no,
too close to home with that.
No. But I did then hear rumblings between he and Doreen. That he wants to now have it be purple.
Oh,
so
boy.
I said, when she was sort of muttering about it, I just said, I'm out. I want to have nothing more to do with this conversation. If you guys are going to do it, go and do it. I don't want to be part of it. I am not in favor, but he can do it if he wants to. But no.
So you were saying blackout shade.
So I have him on one side wanting blackout shades, her on the other side going, the whole house should match. And so when I was checking with him, I was trying to save myself the trouble of being in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Because if he goes, yeah, it's fine. Then,
no,
then I can just go to her and go, this is no longer an issue.
I know you're explaining for the listener, but it was not. You were having a UN summit about window covers, window treatments.
Everything over there is a UN
I know,
summit.
That's what I mean.
That's the problem.
And that's why you are 10,000 times a better
well,
man than me.
I don't know that
I grew up in a dictatorial ship.
Right.
And so I feel like to a certain extent, like here's what's interesting about our situation too, comparatively,
yes.
is that I'm not, like now that my wife got this promotion, she's going to make more money than me again.
Wow.
I had fought back.
When did that happen, by the way?
About 2 weeks ago. She
okay.
starts next week. On this, in fact, by the time people are hearing this, the next day she starts her new job.
All right.
And so now she's giving me a real run for my money if I'm going to pull my weight. I still got
right.
her hands down beat income to work load. Like,
of course.
If you go per hour I put in,
right.
oh my gosh, if
right.
I could work as many hours as she does,
right.
we would live on a cloud.
Also, when we're looking at you, the phrase, you call that work,
yeah. would
probably come
yes,
into it,
it does,
somewhere.
Yeah. So. That's where it's nice that I'm not the breadwinner, because if it was just me working
right.
and she was at home, there would be constant, because I would always be here too. I would always be here to be like, what the hell is everyone doing?
Right.
I'm talking and it's hard.
And my blessing and curse to you is that one day that actually
happens.
It
yes.
all works out well enough that
right.
you can
it's
have
all
that.
It's all good for other people listening
right.
who think I'm a jackass. But what was I going to say that before that? Oh, so we're talking about Father's Day. Let's get back to Father's Day. What I was saying is that I like kind of doing something with the kids. If I was to build something with the kids or something, like that would be fun, and or just to have a catch. Like, you guys have been I think I might have even talked about you without you being on the show about this. You guys have been like the perfect American family.
Well, you did
I come
it.
Home from the grocery store and they're playing frisbee in the front yard. Like, as if to, like, we're the only one with kids in the neighborhood now.
Pretty
it's
much.
You guys and us. And it's like you're just going, fuck you, Warshams. Look at us. We're so happy. And in the movie, you guys would go inside, get the fuck out of my face. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
The Warshams saw us. That was enough. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you're like the Millers. In that movie where you're pretending to be a family. You know, Luna's a stripper.
Right. You know, that's a very good analogy. Yes. So we have no plans to do anything like that. There'll be some gifts. I would like to maybe take a hike.
Ooh.
Except that I'm sure I won't get all four of them. So it might just
really?
Be
See,
me,
that's what
me
blows
Diego.
My mind. This is what sucks about being a parent, right? It's like we've joked about it, but it is very true that you were unbelievably kind and considerate.
Well,
you reminded your teenage son, your like upperclassman high school age son,
right,
twice that there was a sandwich for him in the kitchen.
You heard me. I said it twice.
You said it twice.
No.
You said it when we got there, and then when we came back from Lowe's, you go, you know about the sandwich, right? You know? And he's like, yep. And here's the thing. Now, I'm sure on his level, he's like, oh, God, a sandwich. Yeah, I know. You know, or whatever. I know he's not a dick, but you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But to me, it's like, you could be so kind and it all is for naught because there is no perspective. I think everybody needs, this is another valid invention you and I have come up with.
Right.
We need a scared straight parent. You need a dickhead neighbor to come over and just wield a knife in front of your children.
We need a bell. Can I get just a bell in here so when you say something true,
it's the only way you're going
to
be able to speak.
I have a bell. I'm going to bring it over next time. Yes! I'm going to bring my bell.
Bring your bell, and then, and you can chime in. But, yeah, like, that way, I feel like that's how nice. Because here's the thing. The only thing this goes is that when I'm over there teasing them, right, that they think in some way, shape, or form, like, oh, he's just being funny. But so it has to be real. This is why you need someone like Trace, our other neighbor. You need a crazy person with a wood shop. Like, when I say wood shop, I don't mean, like, this old, like, Yankee workshop. I mean, he's playing lumberjack reality show in the front yard.
Right. Yeah. No, it's...
You need him. You need him, the guy who doesn't have power or anything like that, to come by and go, listen, you kids, like, and get in their faces, and then it works.
Yes. Well,
because they don't know. They don't know how good they have it.
Well, that is certainly true.
And all that's going to happen is as my kids get older, if there's any kind of crossover mingling, and like if my kids have memories, like your kids are, there's a big enough age gap that it's not like they're going to play. You know what I mean? It's not like they're going to be friends. Like, I had friends that I would go over to their house.
Right.
And
right.
I'd be like, you have pizza every week? Are you kidding me?
Right.
Oh,
right.
My God. Wow. I would love. And I'd go home and tell my father, I go, you know, the Swords, they have pizza every week.
Right. Goes, my son come home from his girlfriend's house over the summer, a couple summers ago. I go, they have lettuce.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Just there's already vegetables. Nothing in the house. So I've been making the sandwich is a big deal because it's got lettuce in it now.
But they don't. I thought they didn't like lettuce. Do they?
No,
like,
he does. Well, I mean, he's trying to grow a more adult
because of the girl
menu. Well, no, the girl is history. But he's trying to recover from it and put together the pieces of his shattered life. And what we learned was, and this is a little tip for all you stay at home dads, was because I made, I put the meat, the cheese, the lettuce, closed it up, put it in a plastic bag, and sent it to him at school. He came home and he goes, it was good, but the piece of bread with the lettuce on it was kind of wet. Got a little soggy.
So what do? Open
I put
face?
The lettuce in between the cheese and the meat, and now there's no there's some moisture barrier.
I'm going to punch those kids in the fucking nuts.
Jesus.
I'm going to kick those kids. I'm going to shove my fucking New Balance Skecher. I'm going to New Balance their colon.
Right.
You know, Dad, was your bread a little soggy?
Yeah.
Was it soggy? I'm sorry. Did it fuck up your brie? Was that also was it inclement for you?
Yes, the brie was not quite room temperature and consequently.
It was chilled because you put vegetation in my sandwich. I was the same way though. I would get upset when jelly had bled into the bread.
Yeah, no,
I go the extra mile. Like I put a layer of peanut butter when I make peanut butter sandwich to go to the school.
Right.
I put a layer of peanut butter to serve as a vapor barrier between the bread and the jelly. And but these are things.
So both sides have peanut butter on them?
Yeah.
And I take it a step further. I put a layer of peanut butter on the outside of the Ziploc bag.
I hadn't thought of
protecting the other piece of bread that way.
Yeah, your kids are welcome. There's another thing for them to not appreciate.
Well,
that you do.
He had peanut butter sandwiches every day for about 12 years. And now I haven't. That's not even a joke.
No,
it's
I
sadly
know.
The truth. And he hasn't asked for one. It's been quite a while.
My kids do that.
I tell you what, I've got probably 16 ounces of peanut butter left in the giant jar. I finally went, why the fuck do I buy 4 ounces of peanut butter every 10 minutes? And then I'm like, just get the big jar. And the next day, he was like, I don't eat peanut butter. I'm like, oh,
motherfucker. Of course. So that's what I mean. That's what I mean. It is to be in your world, because I have things like that, but mine are all disciplinary. Like,
well, no,
my kids are hypersensitive to the fact I yell at them.
Your response to the I don't eat peanut butter anymore is yes, you do. Yeah. And then you would have finished the jar.
You're right.
2 years later, you don't.
I would have, oh, really? Guess who became a fan of Thai food? Yeah, all things peanut butter now, asshole. I'm going to make a marshmallow satay. There's going to be ham satay. You are welcome. But that this happened recently where Jacob and I, Natalie was off last week. So we were hanging out at the school talking to some of the parents. And then Jacob wanted to refill one of his water bottles, and they have one of those Gatorade things. And so he goes in there and he refills his water bottle. And then Jack wanted some more water. He said, Jacob, do me a favor, refill your brother's water bottle.
Right.
He's like, okay, he goes, I got to go to the bathroom. And I said, well, just refill it and then go to the bathroom.
Right.
Now, Adam Dooley would not even, he would just go, oh, well, then run. I will handle it. You would do like a fireman's carry to get your son to the bathroom.
Right. Can I hold that for you?
Yes, exactly. You would pour out the younger son's cup and say, piss in this, my child.
Right.
I am here for you. And so he does like a little dance, because I'm thinking he could fill it. It takes 5 seconds.
Right.
So we're leaving, and then I playfully give him like a little kick in the butt on the door, and I had flip-flops on it. It felt a little wet or whatever, and I didn't think anything of it. And then we're like, hey, we're going to go get a birthday gift for so-and-so before we go to the birthday party. And he's like, oh, okay, well, can we go home first? I kind of peed my pants a little. And I was like, oh. And I don't yell at him for it, because
because it was your fault.
True.
There's that.
There is that.
Right.
But let's not talk about that.
No, I understand it. It ruins the anecdote.
Honestly, that's neither here nor there. I'd appreciate if you didn't detract my point.
You're fired, Adam. I mean, Paco.
We had a good run. Stay frosty, everybody. Tune in next week to just the Justin cast. Next week, this will just be the Justin cast. I think it's all what we want. No, so I said, because... No, the real truth is that I had an issue when I was a kid. I had like a lot of accidents, like to the point where I was 10. And when he was potty trained, he didn't have a bedwetting situation. And so to me, I'm like, you've got stuff in the bank now. Like, I will tolerate you having an accident, because I never had to wash sheets. He like maybe twice he wet the bed and that was it. And so I'm like, fine. It didn't really bother me.
And even then he was drunk.
Right. Well, so. that's usually when he wets the bed. He can't hold his liquor. He's a pussy. No, but we'll work on that when he's, I don't know, 8. But he said to me, but this is the problem I did have with it. I go, oh, well, you should have just gone to the bathroom. I didn't know you had to go that bad. He's like, I didn't want you to yell at me.
Oh.
And so now here's the thing. Now, Paco Lancini would immediately drop in a set for an after school special. There would be, you would pull the minivan over and say, hold on, what? Hold on.
Nobody move.
Luna, me and Chadrick need to have a conversation right now. We need to have some one-on-one time. And I said, but what I did was I go, I call bullshit. That's what I said. I call bullshit on that one.
Oh, my God.
And then he looks at me and I go, if you were that worried about getting yelled at, you would get yelled at like never. Like, if it was that much of a deal for you, one could extrapolate that you would do anything at all to not get yelled at.
Right.
That if I said, hey, do me a favor, go put the dirty clothes in the hamper instead of staring at SpongeBob SquarePants for another 45 minutes while I'm cooking dinner for me to come back and see you not move. If you were that fearful of me, because I'll tell you what fear is, and it is a bearded lumberjack that I call Grandpa now. and with his monkey hands that he used to dig trenches all day in and just were gristled and calloused from and PVC glue and strong. Yeah. And when he said, if he ever, he never even had to say, put the clothes in the hamper. If he just, right. You know what I mean? Like, it was, if he said, put the clothes in the hamper and he turned around, you had to run. You could never live there again. You had to find a new family. It was over. Your life was done.
Okay. I see your calling bullshit. Is that what you actually said?
I did. I put my hand in the car. I said, I call bullshit on that one.
All right.
And I said, if you were that worried about getting yelled at,
right,
you would never get yelled at, son. I said, because I don't yell at you unless it's been like two or three. Like, here's what I was trying to say.
Right.
And I'm not articulating it very well now, but I think I did a good job then because I checked in with the wife. That's always, I say the inappropriate thing, right. And then I go, are we good? Like, is that cool? Because it's already done.
Right.
Do I need to backpedal? And she was like, nope, you're fine. Because I said, but basically what I'm saying is that I'm not going to allow you to give me a guilt trip for being afraid of me because I do nothing to you. Like, I raise my voice and that's about it.
Yes. What was it he was afraid of getting yelled at for?
For not filling his brother's water bottle.
Okay. No, it was interesting to me. A couple of things in what you said were interesting. But one was you said, I never get mad at him because he was so, we never had to change the sheets.
Right.
And he's got some in the bank.
Right.
So he's got a piss out of jail free card.
Right.
He might know that at some level. I'm not going to get in trouble for peeing myself.
Right.
Balanced against maybe I will get in trouble for not following an instruction.
Right.
And so,
he chose the lesser of two evils.
He knew he wouldn't get, you know, so he said, I better toe the line on this because I'll get out of that one. That's pretty sophisticated.
Yeah, I think you're giving him an incredible, because here's the thing.
Quite possibly.
I don't think he knows that I don't care. Like, the only thing he knows, because we've had a conversation, is uh-huh. he got sick and he was afraid of throwing up on the floor at one point.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, I don't care. I said, I know you get sick. I said, here's the thing. If you can make it to the toilet, great. Because he was like trying to swallow it because he was so afraid, child. Yeah. I said, dude, get that out. Let it out. Right. And after he calmed down, he goes, I didn't want to get it on the floor. I said, I don't ever care about that.
Right.
I said, I don't care. I said, you got to throw up because you're sick. Just throw up. I don't care if it's in the car. I don't care where it is. And it's another thing from my childhood.
You are better than me.
My dad would lose his mind. And as a kid, that was one of the few times I found my father to be completely irrational. Is that I'm like, how do you expect me to know when it's about to happen?
Right.
Like, I just all I know is I feel sick, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm throwing up.
Yeah,
and it's not like I'm sitting there just vomiting on myself. Usually, I'm on my way to the toilet.
Right.
It's not my fault. We have 1,500 square feet of house. You're the one that signed the mortgage, asshole.
Right. Well, it's just this is somewhat of an aside, but with regards to feeling sick in my house, we have the barf bucket. Because I learned early on, neither one of them were going to get up and get anywhere.
Yeah.
And Luna's not as charmed by cleaning up human excretions as you seem to be. So it creates so much drama on the one side that it's just easier to go here.
Yeah, here's a bucket.
Right.
Well, we do the bucket too, but I don't care. Like, that's
so,
a thing.
I would go in and wake, you know, there was a period of time where Chad would wake up every day and feel sick to his stomach. I think he was anxious about school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just come in and wake him up with the bucket in my hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
and then he would just hurl and go back to sleep?
No, but he never threw up during that period. He just felt like he needed to have it. But the point being,
so it's almost like a safety thing.
Yeah,
like a safety
it's just net. Like, why even bother?
But
not
if you didn't have
it.
The bucket, then that would increase his anxiety to where he could probably.
Well,
he's
probably up in a bunk bed.
Oh.
So if somehow that is true, he doesn't want to vomit in a bunk bed or on the ladder. And I don't want to have to clean that up. I mean, feel good. It doesn't matter. I understand you have no control. Yeah. Aside.
We're all in a drum circle of parenting.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
If he's vomiting on a mattress or he's vomiting into Legos or whatever that mess on his floor is, I'm just going to throw it all out.
Right.
So there was all of that. But all of this was you were on your way from something. I said, we might go on a hike. And you went, ooh, and then you went off down a road. And I don't know how what we're talking about now connects back to
the hike. You're going to find
and
the
said,
more you
some
do
may
this.
Come and some may not.
Right. It's. I guess what I was saying is that to me it's shocking that on Father's Day,
right.
Like you are a dad
yeah.
who literally does everything for your children. And on Father's Day, you're having the thought like, that they might not come with me on the hike I want to do. I would be like, oh, fuck you very much. Everybody get your shoes on.
And let's go.
And sunblock up your nose. And let's do it. The only one I would maybe cow, but this is my situation. The only one I would allow to bow out is my wife. And here's why. Because my wife is always the one who gets up in the middle of the night. Okay. So if she wanted to stay behind and take a nap, then so be it.
All right.
But if I want to go, you know what I mean? And it would be rude, I think, for my toddlers to be asked to go hike up Runyon Canyon.
Well, I understand.
But your kids,
yeah.
Like, one of your kids is in fucking cross country.
Right.
Hiking is, like, relaxing for him. Right, he could jog it. And
he's the one I know would go. He's
oh,
the one.
Okay.
The kind of hiking I would have in mind would be a little bit more than just a stroll up to Stowe Canyon Nature Center down mm-hmm. here. And, you know, it's not... It would be a little off-road, a little, you know, be careful where you step or you might end up at the bottom of the thing. I know that Luna and Chad are not going to be down for that kind of a climb. They'd be terrified. And in fact, when I did it recently and I turned around to go, as I was going up, I thought, this really looks bad, but it isn't so bad. And then I got to the top and I went, oh, I see.
I get it.
I've got to go back down this and that's going to be, screwed up my knee.
Well, I didn't know that you were playing Cliffhanger. I didn't know that you were going to be
Caribbean. Not exactly, but just sort of taking, oh, let's do a stroll. And I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in, like, let's do something we didn't know we could do.
Ah, you want to find where's the new end of the envelope.
Or take somebody. Yes.
Is that the right phrase?
Edge of the envelope.
No, the end.
It's the end. All right. I'm going to take you to the end of the envelope. And if it isn't new for me, I would like it to be new for Diego or somebody else.
You want it to be a new experience for the whole family.
Certainly as a group. Yeah. This would be the one I'm thinking of would be just, I can't remember, either of the two I'm thinking
and
of.
And is it because on some subconscious level, you want some member of the family to fall, right?
Yes.
And then you have to then roll down the hill after it. And then you have to have some kind of like, not realistically, but like a tense Dahmer-esque situation.
No,
like,
I was.
Who were we going to eat first to decide how we get out of the valley?
I was just going to leave whoever got to the bottom at the bottom and go, now we'll never forget Father's Day. Anyway, that's do you have something planned for Father's Day? I feel I'm remiss in not asking you.
This is the funny thing about it is that, and it's okay to say it now because my wife has already done it and this won't come out till Father's Day.
Right.
But it is cute. My wife tries to purchase me things. Now, because of our situation,
yes.
I track the finances like I am Secretary of Treasury.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I am on it on a daily basis. And it's funny to me. It's kind of like how we joke about your wife not understanding how to drive your car a few weeks back.
Right.
Mine would be that my wife doesn't understand.
If only
how,
it were a joke.
I know. Well, neither is mine. My wife doesn't understand how Amazon works, evidently.
Oh,
so she doesn't understand the concept.
Right.
That if you buy something on Amazon, I get an email and a text message I get an email when it's purchased, when it's expected to arrive, when it leaves the delivery center, I get a text message. And here's the thing. All she'd have to do is say, can I have $300?
Right.
And I would be like, don't you dare spend $300 on me. And then she could easily say, I don't want you to know exactly how much I spent, but most of that will go back. And I would say,
ooh, that's
fair enough.
That's very clever.
Here's $300. She would then, knowing my wife, she would probably spend $50 to $80 on me, another $100 on herself, and then come back with $60 to $40.
Right. That would work. But alternately, listen, we've had to wrestle with this a little bit too. It's always going to be switched around. Luna is the one who obsessively tracks the money as well as she should.
Yeah.
And yes, so when it's our anniversary, I go, hey, don't look at your email.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. That's what I'm saying. You've already figured out a system. But here's what's wrong with me.
But beyond that, what I want to do, what I'm going to do here forward as soon as I leave here, is I'm just going to create a gift account? A Paco account.
Yeah.
I can use the same credit card, the Amazon cards, whatever cards we're using on the one can just be, it can put the enter those numbers.
You can have more than one card on the account.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that way the emails just come to me and we'll just eliminate that part of it. Ultimately, there would be on a statement she would see. Eventually, the
statement wouldn't arrive until it was said and done.
Right.
And it doesn't give you literally an item. Like, I know exactly what I'm getting for Father's Day.
Right. On the other hand, I have been using Amazon for their wish list which I encourage, because then your wife isn't figuring out what you want.
Right.
But this is what I want, and this is the one that will fit me.
And it's funny. Here's this is why I kind of brought it up. Not intentionally, but maybe subconsciously I thought of this. My wife has purchased me grill accessories, which is a very solid Father's Day gift.
Yes.
But what she is forgetting is who her husband is.
Right.
Because what I don't see is, oh, cool, I get grilling accessories. What I see is you have bought me the male equivalent of a blender and new pots and pans.
Right.
You jackass.
Right.
You have purchased me something to better feed you with.
Right.
That's what you've done because you've decided that my steaks and chicken aren't amazing enough.
Right.
Now I also have to prepare shish kebabs for your fucking ass.
For a birthday or some event, she bought me a Weber grill. It's a beautiful grill.
It is. I saw it yesterday. I was jealous of it.
I have never cooked a piece of anything on there that she could gag down. She's like, I never use it because I'm like, what am I going to just make this stuff for me? She hates it.
Your grilling?
Yes. It's always too dry. It doesn't matter how long I put it on there. She can't see pink. If you can't see pink, then
beef.
It's going to get dry.
You can't eat. I can imagine that she goes into it. Like, you cook it the way she wants it. It's so tough.
Right. Adam,
it's so tough. I can't.
Exactly.
It's filet mignon. It's supposed to be.
Right. I'm not supposed to have to cut your slices for you. You're an adult. So, yes,
here's why I'm laughing so hard for the eventuality when Luna hears this. This, by the way, this relationship is going to be great for your marriage.
Yeah,
I can tell already.
Yeah, I can tell.
I might have to make my wife start listening again just so it's equal. But,
right.
Or we should just make your wife stop listening.
Well,
here's what you do. You go on the computer. You unsubscribe. She doesn't know how to work. tell her
I just
canceled.
Stop coming. Right.
Tell her
right.
I canceled and you and I just play video games once
there
a week.
There you go. Right.
So anyway, the idea that she sits there and goes, you know, like she bought you this nice gift, but now it's come back to bite her. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
because
that's kind of how I'm wired. You know, like that I would sit there and go, oh my God, why did I get him this grill? You know, like,
right, right. We used to get here's the other thing with Amazon is that you can, just a little download,
mm-hmm.
a little button appears on your toolbar.
Mm-hmm.
And so now when I'm on any site, I can press that button. It adds it to the wish list on Amazon. They don't have to buy it at Amazon. They can just find the link to it in that wish list on Amazon.
Wow.
So then Amazon becomes the one place she can go to find, you know, if I want a real doll, she can find it there, whatever it is.
That's the next topic I want to talk about. I think if you could have any gift.
Yes.
Like anything be damned, what would you want for Father's Day? You know what I mean? Like, I know you jokingly said a real, but
I understand.
I think it's interesting that I don't think it's something that kind of crosses our minds about it. Like,
I'm very hard because when she says, okay, what do you need or what are you looking for? I just like freeze up and I'm like, I don't know. This is part of the reason I'm keeping the wish list is because. Now when I think of something in October I could just put it in there and then I go, I thought once that I would like that. So there it is. I would like to travel.
Ooh.
Without my children.
Right.
That's what I would like to do.
Right.
I'd like to either go back to New York with Luna because we went there maybe a year and change
mm-hmm.
ago. My folks covered the housing for us, which was extraordinary. So we were – I don't know how well you know New York, but –
Sort of.
Well, we were.
We have listeners there.
We were not sure that counts.
What do you mean?
Well, you have them in Australia too.
No,
but
they'll
sure
email me and explain to me.
Okay, I see what it is. Well, we were in the mid '60s on the West Side. We were right near Lincoln Center. Lincoln Center.
No idea.
It doesn't matter. But we were in a cultural thing and a very cultural placed housing, and it's right there near everything you would want to be near, pretty much.
Yeah.
As opposed to what we could have afforded on our own, which would have been staying home.
Right.
That's what we could afford to do.
And here's the thing. I want to ask you.
New York was fantastic and would have been out of my mind fantastic if I didn't have two kids who at that time, and in particular one, at that time, who made every day and every moment a misery. But other than that, it was a great trip.
That's why I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when your kids are teenagers, they seem so low maintenance that that how could they ruin a trip?
Because he doesn't want to leave the
house. I know that right
house.
Now
he doesn't want to leave the room.
If there was a way for there to be a repercussion wave to come back through earbuds, that right. anybody who has a teenager is like, are you fucking kidding
right,
me?
Right.
You don't know how?
See, even
with their smug, cynical fucking asses?
Yes, like, that's exactly.
That's just the hippie vibes I'm feeling as I just put that out there.
He did not want to leave the room. And so then your choice is, okay, I can go have this day doing this thing, go down to the, you know, go down to the village and walk through and so on and so forth. But in the back of my mind, I've got what then might have been an 11-year-old sitting in a hotel room in the middle of Manhattan, and that doesn't feel that good.
Really?
No, not for me.
I would have done it.
I'd do it here.
Right.
But, you know, if he walks out that door.
I mean, it's on him. You cut that sandbag loose. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Yes. Anyway, that was so travel.
Travel would be like almost a second honeymoon.
Exactly.
Is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes. Or you're.
I like doing stuff like this because I know we have a lot of moms that listen. I know you're hearing this, but on Father's Day, so it's
right,
a little late
right.
to you know get on Expedia. But yeah, maybe next year, like just to keep in the back of your mind, because I like that. I like the idea of the grilling accessories. I'm honestly saying that just for the humor of the show.
Right,
that,
but you will get use out of it. It's
yes.
just, you know.
Well, here's what it is. It's curious to me. I have a new, I have found a new moment in my stand-up where I talk about how self-conscious my wife got about
Spoiler alert.
I know, right? My wife got about her body changing after she had kids, and I try to explain. I tell women that I don't bring this up because I think it's funny to make fun of women and their body
right.
issues, that I bring it up because I think that you don't listen. You're not hearing the words that your husband is saying, and maybe it's because we can't articulate them in the way you want to hear them,
right.
but I try to say that we love you, that if we didn't love you, we would kill you because there's no other reason to put up with your bat crazy bullshit.
Right.
Because, and it's the truth, is that what I found later on in my life is that I am no longer mad really at my wife. I am becoming more and more frustrated as to, because it's dealing with a confusion of why do I love this so much? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's frustrating that I want nothing more, that when I leave on the road, the minute I get on that plane, I miss her smell. I miss everything about
right,
it. And
right.
yet when I am there next to it and but I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And so I'm trying to, it's that. And so for me, what it is I've grown accustomed to it, but it's funny to me that my wife is like, I'm going to get you a grilling accessory for what I think, because she doesn't think. She doesn't think two steps out. She's
right.
just like, he likes to cook on the grill, so I'm going to buy him accessories for his barbecue.
Right.
I like shish kebabs. I'm going to get him a way to make me shish kebabs, you know? Because I know. We went to a Greek or a Mediterranean
right.
restaurant, and I was like, oh, this food is so good. And one of the things they have is shish kebabs. I know she loves shish kebabs. She probably thought it makes bite-sized meat. Possible
right.
for the children, so we
right.
don't have to cut it. Like, I know where her mind goes.
Right.
And so, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but it's also harder now. It's not like I could just go get steaks, put them in a plastic bag
right.
for an hour, take them out, slap them on the grill.
Oh, my God.
And pull them off and eat them.
I got to tell you something. You're going to want to punch me.
Uh-oh.
This goes back to Doreen more than the kids.
Yeah.
But didn't like the chicken breast. Like, if I made a chicken
like
breast.
Like a boneless, skinless chicken breast.
Yeah, exactly. Because the problem was there was too much cutting involved. So I started cutting it before I would cook it. I could make the shish kebab because I'm already cutting it. But then the pieces are too big. So now I have to cut them even smaller. I mean, I'm going to soon be chewing them and spitting them into everyone's mouth, I'm pretty sure. But and the trick, by the way, is semi-frozen. It's much easier
it's
to
much
cut
easier
it when
to
it's frozen. Semi-frozen.
Adam, I have... I've severely done you a disservice
right.
by saying, let's make you do this all the time. Because we have been, what,
oh, no.
42 minutes into this adventure.
Yes.
And all I've seen is dead ends of how you are going to say something and I'm going to react in a way that is going to destroy your family life.
No, it's
going
okay.
to ruin, it's going to ruin everything ever because here's the thing. I know.
Yes.
I know that you are saying this with, let's, maybe not.
No.
Understand
yeah.
that I am extending, I'm putting my coat over a muddle puddle. You understand?
Yes, I do.
That I have got a branch while you are Indiana Jones in quicksand and I've pulled down a tree branch. You
right.
understand?
Okay.
That I understand that you are using a modicum of hyperbole. Right. You know what I mean? That for the sake of entertaining my listeners, our listeners, that, it's clearly they wouldn't be so picky to say we have to cut our food. That would just be pure insanity. But
well, sadly, now,
Adam, I'm not your co-host right now. I am your friend.
Stepping out of that.
I am. I'm going to see me taking my co-host hat on.
Yes.
I'm putting on my friend hat and there say. That you're just having fun on a podcast. You understand? Do you see me winking at you?
Yes,
you see
I do. I understand. I will clean it up.
You're going down a dark path, my friend, that I don't know if you could come out of. All right. Well,
on the subject of more lies I will tell about Luna and my family, I will say that she was intrigued by the fact that we were going to tie our whatever's together.
Have sex.
Yes, start doing this, and she did. She did get in my head a little bit. By going, sometimes when I'm listening to you and you're telling a story, she's talking to me, speaking as her. Sometimes when I'm listening to you and you're telling a story, you'll pause, and it'll be such a long pause that I will think my iPhone is broken or that somehow the recording ended.
I love your wife so much. I love everything. I'm like everything about that woman. I love her inability to open a banana
I have caught shit about that because she's like, I don't remember that happening. I don't think that happened. That was some other woman. I'm like,
that was some other woman. That was you. Here's the only way that goes better is if she comes home from work with a bushel of bananas and goes, fuck you, fuck you. It just keeps peeling them open.
Right. Well, no, in response, I should have gotten a banana and prove it.
Welcome to the jungle, bitch.
That's right.
Listen to this.
So that she was not too excited about. But she loved the rest of the podcast, although she did say something, which I'm going to have to tell you, which is she says, Justin's doctor thinks he's obese.
Oh, yeah.
And I said,
doesn't think.
Okay.
I am mathematically obese.
Justin's doctor thinks he says he's obese. And I said, yeah. She goes, well, what does that make you?
Unfair. Unfair.
I said.
Now she deserves everything she's got coming.
No,
now we're doing two episodes a week.
I said, I don't know. I've never seen his doctor.
What if I did? What?
Well, maybe you should. So expect a call. She wants,
you're welcome. You're
she
welcome.
Wants to send me to your doctor.
Oh, Dr. Terracopian.
because apparently my doctor doesn't know that I'm clinging to health with a... just a fragile thread. We need somebody who's better suited. So it led to a whole unpleasant conversation in my house.
Not even this breaks
overdue.
Good for you. Not even this. Jeez, a
little. So anyway, I wanted to tell you those two things. So I'm trying not to pause as much between.
Don't worry about it.
No, in all fairness, at
anytime I hear silence, I start talking.
That's right. Well, then that was the one other thing she said when I said, there were two comments from her, initial comments. I said, well, I want to let you know something. I said, today it's official. I'm the new co-host of the Dad Podcast. She said, "What does it pay?" Which is the same joke I made.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she said, "Is he gonna let you get a word in edgewise?"
Probably not.
No,
probably. It's the easiest gig in the world. If you really think about it, it really is the easiest. I look forward to all the emails of saying, "Justin, now please shut up." I look forward to all of those emails. So show at thedadpodcast.com.
I'm more than happy to be here. I'm delighted, and I know it's a lot of fun. And
it's already awesome. I'm already excited, and I think just so we can button everything up because I know it is time to wrap up.
Oh shit! Sorry.
No, you're fine. For me, Father's Day, I think what I would like, and that is that was what was interesting to me, is that I would almost crave the same kind of thing. Is that And I'm wondering if psychologically or subconsciously or something like it's a craving to go back. Not that we obviously don't love our kids, right? But the idea of just having a time with my wife is incredible. Like when she was off last week, I talked to another mom at the preschool and she was like saying that her husband works from home now and like they're very well to do. And she goes, oh, gosh, he's there all the time. You want to have lunch with me? I had to bring my 17-year-old along with me because at least he's interesting. You know, I'm like, she goes, you can't be around people that long. And I'm like, really? It made me afraid that what happens if my wife does that?
Oh, no, you'll be miserable. Believe me. 10 or 15 years from now, you won't want to be with any of them. Well, the kids won't be able to stand you, and the, I mean, worse than me. Listen, I've done everything I can to win them over.
Right.
All you've done is alienate them.
I'm an asshole.
And destroy them.
They're gonna, curse at them. Yeah. They're going to rebel.
Another 7 or 8 years,
they're
and you're
going to be borrowing your kids' purple hair dye. Right. It's going to be.
But, so, yeah, no, I do understand that a little bit, that idea of you again, you know.
Well, that's the thing. For me, I love it. Natalie, here's, and maybe it's because, like, Natalie and I have literally lived together from 6 months of dating.
Right.
We moved in 6 months after we started dating, have lived together ever since. For 2 years of that time, we also worked together at the same job in the same place.
Right.
We went to work every day. Weirdly, that was like the, kind of the tumultuous time in our relationship. But I honestly do not believe it had to do with the fact we worked together. I think it just had to do with the timing of it all.
Well, and she was a bitch.
Oh, hardcore. I mean, you've met her. She, right. That mouth of hers, if it wasn't for her incredible curves and ass,
there
it would
go.
Be pointless. Oh, my God. No, but it was, I think what it was is that we had been living together long enough where it's like, are you going to shit or get off the pot kind of feeling.
Right.
And but we were still young and hadn't figured out how to be together all the time. But we always had loved each other's company.
Right.
And so I like that idea. I think that would be fun, too, for me to be able to just have a date night and go out. And so, I don't know, throwing it out there just for the sake of moms that listen that, you know, maybe try and incorporate some time where you get to do a little something with the kids, something, you know, kind of stereotypical. Like, I'm excited as my kids get older because I'm also way into video games.
Right,
so
right.
is my son. So when he's like, that's what I look at your kid playing right. Hitman. Like, the idea of, like, Natalie's going to be at work, much like your situation.
Right.
Natalie's going to be at work all day. The kids will be home for summer, and I will not be working at all. I'll just be like,
right.
Listen, we killed the game today. We did
right,
it. We
right.
finished it. We're going to go through the whole PlayStation library in a summer.
Now, hang on a second. My kids will not play with me.
What?
So you need to be careful.
That's your next scared straight for you.
Well, here's the thing. It's too horrible for them to watch me mash my way through these games. They can't take the incompetence. This remember when I said how excited they were that you were going to come and we were going to Modern Warfare together? It's not because they're rooting for us.
Oh.
They think we're going to
fail. They think it's going to be a car crash?
Pretty much. I'm pretty sure that's what they think. They may think you can do it, but they know I can't.
No. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little fucking LAN party, and we're going to go old guys versus new
shitheads.
Well,
that's what they were saying. They wanted, it would be cool, Dad, as you go over there, and then we'll be over here, and we can do that.
I'm going to get it. I'll be honest. I need to bone up on some first-person shooters, but we're going to make your sons weep.
Be careful. Don't drag me into this.
Nope.
They're going to
You're already
us.
In. You're already
oh,
in.
No. I should have kept my mouth shut. Well, you're going to carry the team.
No, we're going to do like a Hitch-esque montage, and I'm going to train you in the ways of a first-person shooter.
Is there going to be a 60s Motown song playing in the background?
Yes.
Okay.
And in addition to the 60s, there's a ringing, and that's a Call of Duty, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And you're about to answer that call in modern ways of warfare.
That's it. Well, I'm a camper.
Oh!
That's what I do. They're always like, God, you're such a pussy.
You hide and seek?
Yeah, no. They're like, look, there's only one way in this room, and my gun is pointed at the door. So come and get me.
I like it.
Yeah, well.
Here's the thing. You will frustrate them with your tactics. I will also camp, and then eventually, after we get both of them fragged and they're spawning,
yes.
I'm going to move out and flank them. And
there
then they
go.
Won't know where it's coming from. It's going
right,
to be awesome.
Right. There you go.
We're going to put some claymores down.
That sounds great to me. Exactly.
And again, they have no idea how good they have it. One time, my dad decided, we used to do a network party around Christmas with my nephew, my brother,
right.
and I. We'd each have a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
And we would play SOCOM. And my dad decided he wanted to get in on this.
All right.
Which was really weird. And so he bought a PlayStation.
Oh, wow.
He went and bought the game. He bought equipment to create a network hub in his own cabin.
He wasn't fooling around.
No. And that's how he is. And so he does it. And it was funny because.
And there was power in the cabin? Use of the word cabin.
Well,
made
my mother
it all
had
sound.
To pedal harder when he joined the team. But,
right.
But so you would always know it was my dad because he would be the guy running up against a mountain of some kind.
Right,
and like
corner.
With a rifle going up and down, like trying to look around, but only seeing rocks from his screen. Like,
right.
Doesn't it,
right.
Where the hell am I?
Right.
And then I would love to come out and go, Dad, look to your right. And then he would see me and then I'd knife him.
Yes.
And he would curse me out from his bedroom.
That's sort of what we've been dealing with at my house. It'll be fun either way. But what I had said to them, I just want to get that one star. So I'm telling them, I told Justin that we'll start and work our way up. And you're like, work your way up? Just go for that star.
Why not?
And I'm like, oh, no. And they're like, he wants to start on the hardest? And I'm like, yeah. And then that's when they really, we got to watch this.
They think I'm crazy?
Right. Well, I don't know.
Here's it would be so cool, though. It would be so cool for me if I could come in and do this. I don't think I can, but to me, I'm like, I'm going to learn so much faster
what's
if it's
the
on
downside?
Hard.
Right.
Yeah, like
right.
There is no, yeah, it's just a game. It's not like right. We're really fighting to the death. But,
oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, crap. That's why nobody that's plays with you. Right. You take it too seriously? Oh, man. All right. Well, that's our show. I have to go get my kids from school, so I'm sorry we're wrapping it up just a few minutes early. But happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, everyone. I'm glad to be aboard.
Mom's listening. You're welcome for next year's Father's Day planning. And if you didn't do anything and you're hearing this late, just do something crazy sexually, and it's a win-win.
Oh, seriously.
That's what's so great about being a mom is that, I mean, other than the fact that you have to see us naked and all right. that stuff and deal with a little bit of sweat dripping on
right.
you, maybe, if you're lucky.
Here's the thing. When you asked me what I wanted for Father's Day, I didn't want to be crass and right. say, you know, blah, 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 job or something like
yeah.
that. But what I would say is just let me jerk off in peace.
Right, exactly.
All right? That's all I need.
Right. right. That's what's, yeah. No, don't be sorry. I think it's what we all want. I've been surprised it's not on more Hallmark cards. Right. I'll be honest. Happy Father's Day. Let me jerk off in peace. Mom and I are going to step outside for you. Got 20 minutes, Dad. All right. We're going to go to the In-N-Out.
Right. Well, no, don't go there.
Well, you go to the In-N-Out. Right. You know what I'm saying? let's see. Do you want to wrap it up with some moments of the week, or do you want to just go? What should we do?
I don't think I have a moment of the week loaded.
All the more reason, because I am 10 minutes late to pick up my kids. Right. From
well, let's get out of here.
All right, so you can send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Please like us on facebook.com/dadpodcast. Once I get it all set up, which hopefully will be very soon, I'll try to do a live call-in episode, but I think we can now do it to where every time it's just always going to be a show where you can call in, but I don't know how that'll work.
Let's
you
get that rocking.
You can follow the show on Twitter @DadPodcast to find out when that's going to happen. Follow me on Twitter @JustinWorsham. You could follow Paco Lancini @TheRealPacoL.
I have 4 followers.
Nice.
Well, one of them's Luna.
Yeah, that's hot. You can support the show. So remember, Luna wants a paycheck now for Paco. So please go to thedadpodcast.com, become a $24 a year paid subscriber. That works out to be about 50 cents an episode. And I'll be honest, the more people, if we had everybody listening to the show, I know I said it would change my life, but maybe I should have been saying that it will also change the show. If this became my full-time gig, we could do more shows, we could get more production involved, all of that stuff. And if you love me talking and haven't had enough, please check out Justin is Married, Booker is Single. That's my other podcast with Chris Booker. Booker, as it's really said, he's in his 40s, has no children, has no desire to be married, and also is a professional broadcaster. So see how that works out. On behalf of my good friend, Paco Lancini, this is Justin Worship saying, stay frosty.